Blog Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your words. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
My breakthrough. You see, Pastor, he can't sing tonight. Family, welcome. Pray for Pastor E tonight. Family, welcome to Man Up the Movement. Yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real and let's do better. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, we are taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Number two, we're no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, our steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, we are walking in purpose with God. Number five, we are holding ourselves accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I'm operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God who's in me through Jesus Christ. Come on, it's time to man up, and we're going to really go to a next level. Family, God bless you guys tonight. Thank you for joining us. We're excited to go to, the next level and to just really expound on our topic tonight, in which where it came from. I thought it should have been something else, but then when God dropped it, it was one love. Tonight we're talking to our brothers and our sisters, but most importantly, to our friend, our next door neighbor, our brother that we haven't been so polite to, that brother that we haven't welcomed in, that brother that we may have been mad dogging, that brother that we didn't accept for who they were because they looked so much like we used to look. Tonight is the night we want to break the bondages. We want to release the yokes off of our neck, and we want to grow to another level of unity, and we don't want to go back. I need everybody out there with me to pray in agreement that we don't go back. Tonight we have a special in-studio guest straight out of Houston, Texas, Pastor Marcus Richard, the founder, the pastor, the leader of Hill City Church of Houston. Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Man, God bless you. I'm so excited to be here with you all on Man Up, just to keep it real, keep it 1,000. And just let freedom ring in the place.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Well, as we're talking about oneness, I want to throw a couple of things out there, and then we're going to kind of discuss a little bit. But before we go there, can you do two things for me? If you can just tell our audience a little something about you and your family, your ministry, your business, everything that God has working for you right now, and then pray us in, and we're going to go into our session tonight.
Well, my name is Pastor Marcus Richard. I'm married to First Lady Shante Richard. I have three kids, Brian, Michael Richard, and Kiara Richard. I'm a pastor at Hill City Church. I'm a barber. And what we do at Hill City Church, we actually have the barbershop inside of the church. And so that way I get a chance to reach men and help men turn their lives over to Christ right then and there. And I just love what I do. I've been barbering for actually 30 years now. And so it's been ministry and men.
There you go.
So I see women. I see, you know, men bring their wives and kids, but the first thing that I always like to do, I like to touch the man and just try to reach that, help the man to come to be total as who he is as a man.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Family, welcome Pastor Marcus Richard and his family to the network tonight in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray us in and we'll go forward.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Opportunity to be real, to be transparent. And since the time is this, oh Father, Father, we call on you as a Heavenly Father to reach out there because we can't do the reaching like only you can, Father God. Give us the word. Give us the right sound to go out and reach the men and the women that are listening today, God. Bring forth a prophetic word, a prophetic sound, God, that you begin to reach like never before. Father God, we thank you right now, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey. Oh, y'all, excuse me. These my sinuses for the last 2 days. You know, we have cold weather at night and hot in the daytime out here in California. We bind that right now in the name of Jesus. As we're talking about one love, I looked up a couple meanings and definitions I want to share as we get ready to discuss this dynamic message about brotherhood and about oneness. But oneness is the state of being unified or whole through compromised of two or more parts. So you can't be one. You can't have oneness if there's only you. I'm going to let that one sink in because somebody thought it was all about you and it was you making it on your own. You cannot be in the spirit of oneness. And we talk, I want to say that openly because some of us say we're one with God, but we're far from people. If you're not one with people, you're not one with God. We're going to let that one sink in. Then we looked at the definition. And the definition was to be dedicated to oneness, to be able to decrease of self. This is a synopsis of this meaning, but to be so unselfish of self that someone else could be glorified, someone else could get a chance to experience their chance. So tonight we're talking about oneness, we're talking about brotherhood, we're talking about unity. I want to start out with a scripture before we go there, and I want to then bring you in, Pastor Marcus, and we can just kind of commute on this. But the first scripture that God gave me was in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. It says, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, of any fellowship of the Spirit, of any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being on one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Oh, I can stop right there and get my shout on. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven and those in earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He led me there, Pastor, and he said, well, first of all, you want to know about oneness, you got to know who was the likeness of one.
Yes.
And that was Christ that came without no reputation. He didn't find it robbery to be equal, but he also didn't find it robbery to be lesser. It's showing us an example of how to be, first of all, he said, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. Love is important in unity and oneness. And I know that that's something that us men have a little something, have a little something, something to break on that. What would you have to say about that?
You know, I was thinking about this scripture.
Because I love you, bro.
Jesus. Yes, I love you too as well, man. That's what God has called us to do. And sometimes love is easy to say you love when, you know, when all things are good, but can you say you love when things get bad? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and,
right.
And that's when your love is being tested. You know what I'm saying? And that's even a marriage. It's even a brotherly fellowship, you know what I mean? Because, hey, brothers have differences. Brothers, you know, but the, at the end of the day, what's going to determine that if y'all really have real brotherly love is when the love has been tested, you know? And
yes.
I was thinking about a scripture earlier and talked about how Jesus said the only way that the world going to know you're my disciple is how you love one another. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the first, we as brothers are the first example to the world on how we should love one another, you know what I'm saying? So we can win the world over, so we can show them, those brothers, how to love. But I think the, also, too, Pastor E, as well, that I think the, sometimes the brothers in the world, sometimes being show more strong love sometimes than the brothers in the church.
Oh man, yes, yes.
You know, but God is reversing, because I was just last week that God was beginning to talk to me about oneness, and so prophetically that you were mentioning this conversation, because the only way that the church is going to become to be the church, as we become to be one, we become to begin to conversate and dialogue and pray and begin to really, really, really encourage one another on this oneness thing, on this love thing. You know what I'm saying? And
right, right.
The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins and
how many sins? How many sins?
Sins.
A multitude.
Of sins and faults. So I'm going to have my faults. I'm going to have my sin. But if you love me and I love you, I'm gonna be willing to cover that. You know what I mean? Through, guess what? Through love and the grace of God. Go ahead, Pastor.
My God. Well, you know, the Bible also says is that in Colossians 3:13-14, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, the example is always set by our Lord. Then 14, it says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I think where I'm really being drawn to say this is that we got to work on real love. Because
yes.
If you can, you know, because we're not going to always see eye to eye or always say the right things and always be perfectly in sync. But that should not separate the love of God, because just because we don't agree don't mean we should love.
That's right.
And now you got people falling out over one little incident that if you can fall out with somebody over something so minor, then it wasn't the friendship. It was the love that was lacking. Because it was a love of money, it was a love of prestige, it was a love of situation, it was a love of you, it was a love of something that separated the true love of God. Because you know, we love does not hurt, love does not scorn, love does not curse, love produces more love. And I think I'm talking to y'all out there, listen to us today, is that all of us have to work better at love. You need to go to 1 John 13 every day. I do. I read chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, excuse me, I said 1 John. 1 Corinthians 13, I read it every day. Minister Terry, can you get that scripture for us? I know I'm going to be unmuting you here in a minute, but we talking about love, and if you can't love if you don't know what love is. So we can't unify, we can't be a one, we can't be in brotherhood if we don't really know what love is. What you say, man? Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Luke 17:3 says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. Proverbs 18. Now, we got, brothers, y'all need to know, if you've ever been connected with me and you ask me where to start reading the Bible, I'm going to send you to Proverbs. Proverbs is cutthroat. Proverbs is going to get you straight and checking yourself and seeing that we have not been doing everything that we should have been doing. But it's right next to the Comforter song. So I ain't get you far. But when you start getting your emotions and your feelings upset, then Psalms is right there to comfort you. But watch what he says in 27:17. It says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. We really need each other. Well, I need you, Marcus. Let me just put it like that.
Yes.
Amen. What you got?
Amen. Sometimes, Pastor, I'm a real person. Sometimes you got to love a person even when they're immature and they don't have the capacity to love you back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like Jesus. You know, he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose. Sometimes we think we chose him, but he chose us. Even when we didn't have the capacity to understand, to love him back the way he wanted us to love him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's that agape love. That agape love. Unconditionally. You know what I'm saying? That means that I'm going to love you unconditionally how you act sometimes, and sometimes unconditionally how you treat me. You know what I'm saying? And that got to be taught. That got to be taught. And that has to be processed to love like that.
Yes. That's dynamic.
You know,
because my mentor, Al Hollingsworth, told me a long time ago, he said, true love is just not loving somebody for what they have, what they can do, or who they are, but loving somebody until they make it. If you believe in them and you really be like I believe in you. We've gained a rapport and a fellowship together, and God has put us connected. I have a true love for you. So regardless to who Marcus is, I still love Marcus until he finds or until he gets to where he's going, whether he's there today or not. See, that's being able to love somebody without being judgmental. That's being able to love somebody without condemnation, because believe me, you're going to have to answer to God one day, just like I will. But it never said you'd have to answer to me. And vice versa, never said I'd have to answer to you. But when we love each other, we got to learn to trust each other that we can share some intimate things without one worrying about them going all over the nation.
Yes. I'm gonna say something, and Pastor, I like to be transparent about everything that I do and everything that I say. You know what I mean? And even it comes out even my preaching when I'm teaching. At the church, but I remember, and if you allow me to be transparent real quick,
yes, sir.
Just want to give a little quick testimony of something that had happened to me and how my love was tested. I was going through a divorce, and God asked me a question. He said, Marcus, do you love her? I said, yeah, God, I love her. But yet, when he revealed about the, you know, the cheating and going on that was going on in my relationship with my ex-wife, then he asked me that, do you love her? And I said, yeah, God, I do. He said, well, you know, love covers a multitude of sins and faults. But then when he exposed it, I was like, oh my God, you know, I don't love enough to stay. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that people, when God really exposed people who their hearts and who they really are, that's when the real you comes out to say, I really love this person after their hearts have really been exposed, after they have not been faithful to you like you've been faithful to them. You know what I'm saying? That's when you able to say, you know what? You didn't have the capacity to love me. You didn't love me like I thought you loved me, but you know, it's okay. I still love you. You know what I'm saying?
But you said that real you come out.
A couple of. Yes.
Woo, that real you come out in a minute. If we don't get a hold on our flesh, let somebody do you wrong, immediately you thinking to do wrong back. And that's not true love. And I respect that for you to share that with us, because I bet you there's several people listening right now that would say, man, that was me. I still ain't let her off the hook. I still ain't forgave her. Why he do me that way?
Right.
And then a new relationship.
Right.
We had new relationships.
Right.
We still have burden from old relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all know I'm going to preach on that one. You can't have nothing new if you still got old involved.
That's right. That's right.
What he said? What he said about the wine sack? You can't put new wine in old in an old wine satchel.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's got to be new on new.
Right. Man, it's awesome.
That's right. That's right. And that's for all of us. That's for all of us to be honorable to one another. 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the emperor. Let brotherly love continue, Hebrews 13:1. 1 Peter 1:2, it says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Now, we talked about some scriptures in love. We got plenty of scriptures for you, but the Lord just dropped on me for both of us to go to, if you wouldn't mind, going to Mark chapter 12. My God. Don't get scared, listeners. Mark chapter 12. Now, I read out of the New King James, but that's only a word different from the King James. I am what God has given me to do. So that's what we do. But in chapter 12, remember, they were trying to trick Jesus. They had went through all the ways to try to give him all these questions and everything, and I dare everybody to read the whole chapter 12. But if you go to verse 28, I'm only reading this part just to give a opening to where this went. It says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered, he said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, our Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Verse 30, then it says, and you shall love your neighbor, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart. I want to stop there for a minute, because if you notice how he started, he first let it be known to the whole house of Israel that the Lord our God together, the Lord is one, but he is one to all of us. So he's no better to me than he is to you. He's no better to me than he is to, he's the same God to all of us when we serve him like this. Now he says, and you. So he went away from a plural conversation to a singular conversation in verse 30. And he says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And I've had this revelation for a long time. I mean, this is not a new revelation, but every time I read it, I look how God gets us in structure. It shows us, we were talking about this the other day, you got to have some order in the things you're doing.
Yes.
You have to know the chain of command, and you have to know who's in charge.
Yes.
First of all, God's in charge. And God is Jesus, and God is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is God, and Jesus is the Holy Ghost, and Jesus is God. They're one of three. I believe that, like I'm talking to you now.
Yes. Yes.
But now he says that I have to give all of my love to him. That's all my what? Heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength to him. Then he says, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other great commandment than these. Watch this. If we as brothers could just get these two commandments here in order. Number one, God is one. Number two, love him with your all. And number three, love your brother better than you love yourself. I don't think we'll ever have a problem with the other eight commandments. We won't cheat. We won't kill. We won't steal. We won't adult. If we can manufacture some perfection in these first two commandments of how to really love. You got to love God. You got to love God back the way he loved you so you can experience real love. What'd you say?
Yes. You know, I was thinking about how the disciples, not disciples, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were always trying to trap Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But yet he still loved them. Never not one time did you see him fire off at them or try to trap them back. You know what I mean? That was just, oh my goodness. And even when he caught when the Pharisees brought the woman of adultery to them, he gave them an opportunity. He showed grace. He didn't try to expose them. He didn't try. You know what I mean? He still showed love even in that to both parties, to the one who was trying to trap him, and to the one that they wanted to kill. That's love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
You know. So I Pastor, that love and that oneness is a gold piece, man. That's awesome, God.
Well, I mean, you want to take Jesus' love to another level, even on the cross. He said, "Forgive them."
Yes,
forgive them. Well, they know what they do. See, that was love in the flesh, being in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering. He still had love for his persecutors and his afflictors. My God, y'all don't want to talk about real love, Minister Terry. I want to bring Minister Terry in to read chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. She does it so eloquently. Woman of God, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, beautiful family. Blessed.
Would you mind reading about some true love? So if there's somebody out there like me that might need a little bit more information, I can hear it right now.
Yes, we're coming out of 1 Corinthians 13. This is the greatest gift. Though I speak with many tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass and clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Ooh. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long.
Come
and
on.
Time.
Jesus.
Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself around. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Jesus, hallelujah. It bears all things. It
all
believes
things.
All things.
All
it
things.
Hopes all things.
All
and it
things.
Endures all things.
All things.
Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there be our tongues, they will cease. But whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesize in part. But when that which is perfect has come, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Then that which is in part be done away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But as I became a man and woman, I put away my childish ways. And now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. This is 13. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith. Hope. Love. These three, but the greatest of these.
The greatest.
Is love. The greatest. I was listening to Pastor, family, I was listening to Pastor Richards when he was speaking on the love of his ex-wife, you know, and I heard you and Pastor E, you both mentioned that it was kind of hard for him to forgive, but there's some women that has been scorned by what they thought was true love. And they're still unforgiving spirits. So we have to know through the word of God that love covers the multitude of sins, and you will learn to forgive whatever sin was committed. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you all.
Amen. And so, Pastor, what I would have you to ask somebody as you go here, does when you read that, does that sound like you?
Yes, it does. I mean, it came through a process. You know what I mean? But to me to get there, and you know what I was thinking about it as I was getting taught, I really learned true love. It was when I came to Christ.
Ooh,
and I learned through my imperfections. I learned through others. You know what I'm saying? And most of all, God taught me what real love was himself. You know what I'm saying? Because your love is going to be tested for others first.
That's right.
And so that's when I really learned what true love. It was, you know, the Bible talks about I perfect that which concerned you. And so sometimes God will perfect that. He will put us in process of loving, even our character. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why a lot of people can't show love because they don't love themselves. You know what I'm saying? And as you begin to love on yourself, you know what I'm saying? Love thy neighbor as like you love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
When
that's
you
right.
Love yourself, then you begin to show love to your brother and your sister. You know what I'm saying? And then you begin to look at them like even when they don't love you back, you understand that they're up under that same process that God had you up under.
Same process. Come on now. And we all have a process. And we all have a process that we have to go through constantly. This is for everybody out there listening. Don't think that we didn't say we didn't perfect it and got this thing all together, because this is an all-day, everyday job.
Yeah.
Living up to 1 Corinthians 13, I'm so far from it, but I ain't what I used to be. And I'm not who I want to be, but I know I'm not what I used to be, and I'm working towards the mark of love, which is my high calling, which should be your high calling. Anything that we say here is not condemning or saying that it's impossible for you. We're bringing it up to let you know it's possible. I'm a witness mm-hmm. that if he can do it for me, he'll do better for you. Pastor Marcus, I know I tell you, we ain't always been like this. This ain't just we might have been in church all our lives, and our parents may have been this and that, but it ain't always been like this.
Man, I just went through a test. I'm so real. Y'all forgive me. I'm so real because I can bless somebody through the experiences that we've all went through. You know, my mother, she just left here from out of town, and we have always had the greatest relationship. You know, and we fought through the most of our relationship. Because I've always felt like she wasn't there for me as a son, and she really wasn't. I always was the chosen. I've always felt like I was Joseph of the family. And I remember one of the things that God told me. He said, Marcus, this was 3 years ago. He said, Marcus, you cannot be a pastor holding resentment and not loving your mother like you should have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need you to forgive and let go of the past. And that Sunday, she came down to preach for me unexpectedly. And the one thing the Lord told me to do, he said, now show me, he said, what I want you to do, I want you to wash her feet. After she finished preaching, I began to serve her. See, when you really love an individual and you forgive an individual, you'll begin to serve an individual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we have been disconnected for almost about 20 years. But as I began to wash her feet, and I'm telling you, Pastor E, forgiveness broke loose. I began to just really be in tears. But now it's almost 5 years later. We got one of the most best relationships that we have had at first. And
right,
I say
right.
that sometimes she don't always make me mad sometimes, but guess what? It's not, I love her, and so guess what? I can look over her faults, and I can look over her sins. You know what I'm saying?
And I bet she can say the same about you, that I can love him and look over his faults and see the goodness in him because of the love of God. That's where imperfection comes in, because nobody's perfect. And nobody will be perfect. If they told you they were perfect, you better look at them in their face and say, I can't believe that. That's not true. There's only one perfect one, and that was Jesus Christ. But because he lives in me, I can practice perfection.
Yeah,
that's going to catch up to somebody there. See, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to practice perfection. How do you do that? Practice loving like Christ loved. What did he do? He died for your sins because he loved you. He gave his all because he loved you. And nobody really preaches about this part, but that disconnection from God to come to earth as a man.
Yes.
That was the most torture of all, to be disconnected from God. For 33 years. We don't preach that sermon. We preach about the temptation. We preach about the all the miracles and all of the cross situation. But that first, when he first came, that sacrifice alone was more penalty than the cross. To be disconnected from God. Then watch this. Don't he preach about this one either? Because I do. But don't you know that they say when he left the cross, he didn't go to heaven. He went to hell to break the veil of the old covenant.
Yes.
He went down there strapped up.
Yes.
And put notice on the devil and say, your time is coming. The only reason that I'm not taking you out because I want them to make it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But just to have to go there was another sacrifice of love that he showed to me. Then he got up. I mean, so many of my old pastors, they preach that every Sunday. That's the end of their sermon every Sunday. But he got up on the third day. They grab that ear and they get to humming, but they know he got up. But he won't go back down. That's the love of God that he's in heaven now. And we got to recognize that.
Yes.
We got some good things going on here. We got some good stuff going on here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. You know, one of the things that stood out to me about God, he's a God of patience. You know what I'm saying? He loves us so much that he will be patient with us. You know what I'm saying? And the God of compassion. He shows so much compassion. You know what I'm saying? If that ain't love, I don't know what ain't. You know what I mean?
Man, look. If it's not, then we need to find it, because that's the only way we're gonna get this thing. I like what you say right there. It says that you know he's not slack, but see, I think everything that he did was to show us that we shouldn't be slack either.
Yes.
Now we must hold each other accountable as believers, but I'm not here gonna put my mouth on nobody. But I'm gonna say, don't follow everything you hear. Everything you see, everything you smell, everything you taste, everything you touch, everything you look at is not reliable information. Just because it looks like God don't mean it's God. Just because it sounds like God don't mean it's God. You have to know God for yourself as a personal Lord and Savior, so you know the sound. You know that, you know the relationship. You know the bonding with him. But we are, and I'm going to say this, we fall for anything with one instance. A thousand people following somebody. He the next one. Without taking due diligence and saying, well, wait a minute, let me slow down here first of all, and let me watch closely and do my due diligence to investigate. Because it just don't happen overnight. It didn't for me. Now I'm not saying God has the power to do anything.
Yes.
But for me, it was a process. And somebody had to bring me in. I couldn't just get on the pulpit and say, "Oh, I'm a Christian now, and follow me, and let's lift up Jesus." Somebody had to bring me in, had to cultivate me in, and minister to me in that I knew what true love is. Love ain't money.
Sorry.
Love is not popularity. Love is not status. Love is not title. Love is not your building or your car. Or your title at work. Love is just that. Something when you are able to give someone else to.
Yes. For God to love the world, he gave his only begotten son.
What? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What we're going to do now is, let's take a moment. I'm looking at the time, and we gone. I usually been open the lines, but look how God has blessed this union. You are my brother, man. You are... you are christened and anointed here for Man Up. Anytime the Lord has a word that you want to share here, the door is open to you. Just let's plan it. Let's schedule it. We want to hear, next time you're on here, we want to hear a word. The boy, y'all out there, y'all better know, Pastor Marcus got a word. The boy can preach. And he has a prophetic word for you to open up your eyes to see the prophetic. Amen. We want you to come back and give us a word. And also come back before we close the day and encourage us before we leave. But I want to take an opportunity to open the lines. There may be someone out there, that first caller, that didn't know who Jesus is, and you've heard us talk about him, and you're intrigued and you want to know more. Please, that's why this phone call, this network phone call, a radio station was on tonight, was for you. If you're listening online, you must call in the number 319-527-6173. Again, if you are listening online, which we have many listeners, if you want to interact in this conversation, I see a few people in the chat room, but if you want your voice to be heard, we need you to call in 319-527-6173. Dial one. That'll bring you into the queue, and we'll bring you in. Our first caller tonight, Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. Man Up. What's up, bro? All right, he probably muted his phone on accident. I know he'll fix it. Pastor Dwayne, you're live.
Yeah, I just got out of Bible study, man, and I was just listening to y'all. I got a chance to catch some of the topic, you know. And, you know, I just want to put my perspective on it. But Jesus is not a legalism. You know, that's why a lot of us, a lot of people are, you know, ain't really caught up, because you can't teach love if you don't have love. First of all, you can't teach the law. You got to get out of the law. Because if the law is not meant for us. You know, God got rid of the law. How he got rid of the law? Because he showed love. That's first point. Second point is that, you know, to have love for yourself. You can't love yourself. You don't have enough love in yourself to love yourself. That's why God died for us, that we can be able to, that he can show us perfect love. You know, No man can say they love, they, you know, the Bible said that, you know, forgive your brothers as you forgive yourself. You can't forgive your brothers because, first of all, you don't know how to forgive yourself. Christ teach you how to forgive yourself. And by him teaching you how to forgive yourself, he teach you how to love. And I like the Minister Terry, she read the Corinthians, because Paul had a love for the Corinthians. The Corinthians was the saints. He was teaching them how to love. First of all, you want to prophesy, but yet you don't have love. We want to preach the word of God, but we don't have love for Christ. We want to legalize everything. Christ did not legalize everything. He laid down his life. So what we have to do is we got to lay down our life. So once we lay down our life, then God can start showing us how to love. Because for me to tell you to love myself, I lie to you. Because I didn't know how to love myself. If I knew how to love myself, I would have never went to prison. I would have never had kids out of wedlock. I would have never got drunk. I would have never got on doing drugs, because I was just killing myself. But yet, once I found out what true love was, and I present myself to Christ, and Christ accepted me, he got rid of all my faults. He got rid of all my faults. Because he tell me in this word, how can you tell me about some faults and I don't even know your faults? Only how I can know my faults is by if he haven't got rid of them. Now, how he haven't got rid of them? Because I haven't accepted him as my Lord. He said, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Don't accept him as your Savior. He said, accept me as your Lord and Savior. Why? Because I'm going to love you. I'm going to show you how to love. And for us to love and preach the word of God, that's why a lot of I'm saying a lot of stuff right now. That's why a lot of people don't preach the death, burial, and resurrection. They only preach it on Easter. We're supposed to preach the cross daily, because that's what the love is about. Before you even got a position as an apostle, a prophet, before even Titus even came into the body of Christ, you know, the disciples preached about Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's how they was over that's how the body of Christ was growing. That's how the book of Acts started. That's why they stopped being from going house to house. That's why people was being edified by lions, pulled their arms out. They was being beat. Why? because they found a love greater than themselves. But we don't do that now. We legalize everything. Everything got to be a title. Everything got to be about money. Everything got to be how he's so anointed. How are you anointed, but you don't have long love? That's what Paul's saying. You're talking about you can go to the third heaven, but you don't even love the brothers that you see. You don't even love the brothers on the street, not alone love the brothers in the church. How could you say you love somebody, but you don't even love your own brother?
Man.
And so what we have to do is we have to go back.
I love you, bro.
We got to go
I love
back.
You, bro.
I love you with
said?
My whole heart, bro. Yes, sir. I love you so much, Pastor D. I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know when I was going through the situation I was going through with my first marriage. I didn't even have to tell you, but the love of Christ was in you. And the first thing you say, man, look, man, God loves you, man. God loves you. Even though the things that you're going through, Father, this situation, God loves you. Don't give up on him. Keep fighting. Keep going forward. That's what you gave me. You could have said, man, if I was you, man, I'd go over there and do this to them, and I'll put them on blast, and I'll put this and do it. You didn't do all that. You said love them, brother, man. Even though
that's
they
right.
went down, you still got love for both of them. That's love. How that, you know what I mean? That's how love, because that was word from the Holy Ghost. That wasn't Pastor E. That was the love of God. And that's
the
how
love
we
of God.
Help brother.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Pastor Marcus, I heard you. Come on in.
We're going to have to retitle this show, Where is the Love? You know what I'm saying?
Where is the love? Right.
You know, I remember that I never preached a day of my life, and I just got pastor my church, and God spoke to me. He said, I want you to preach about where is the love. You know what I'm saying? Because God is looking for love in the earth among us, one to another. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's
so,
right.
And it was a time of my life where me and my best friend have fell out. And I still had to show love to him, even though, guess what, he wasn't showing love to me. And that's what God wants to know, even out here today. Where's the love?
Where's the love?
No matter, he expects us to love no matter who hurt us, what nobody's going to do for us. You know what I'm saying? He wants to see it, and he wants to show it through each other.
Right now. Come on, we got
now,
another caller. Prophet Dwayne Woods. Come on in, man. Man up, bro. What's up?
Hey, man, God bless each and every one of you this evening. Loving the topic. You know, one of the things, and, you know, as you know, as well as I know, Pastor E and Pastor Dwayne, you know, being from the streets, you know, it's hard to come into the Christian society and the love for one another in Christ, the people who call themselves Christians, you don't see the love. I have never seen so many angry people, so many hatred people. We're the only culture of people who kill themselves.
Right.
You know, when it comes to laying your mouth on one another, jealousy, envy, but we say we love God. I kind of find that hard to believe that you a God preacher, but you don't love your brothers or your sisters. I mean, it just really bothers me. And I was reading this first. I think it's First John, the second chapter, and it talks about. It says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness.
Yeah,
you're still in darkness. There's no possible way that you can grace God's pulpit and tell other folk about love. And you hate, and you don't love nobody. I mean, I being saved since 1992, before I even came to Christ, I used to think Christian people were some of the most hatred people on the face of the earth.
Mm.
Now I'm a street walker. I'm the ones who sold the dope and looked at Christian people as the most hatred people, because they used to talk about us on the street, never came and prayed with us. I, I got more love from Jehovah Witnesses than I got from Christians.
Come on, man. You telling, man. Stop
I got,
telling.
I got more love from Muslims.
That's real talk.
Than I got from Christians. I want y'all to hear that. From Christian people. You Christian people. But I fell in love with God. And when I fell in love with God, I didn't look at the color of people any longer. I looked at the blood of Christ on you. And because of the love of God required me, because I've accepted him, to love people despite their colors, despite their situations, despite whatever it may be going through, because I've now embodied the Holy Spirit inside of me to now love my brothers and sisters. Mm. Now, was it a hard thing to do? Yeah, it was a hard thing to do. Because I still was engrafted in the world system because of how I came into the world. I had the sin on me. I still had to ask God to deliver me from some of these things I was going through. But yet and still, Pastor E, when I came into the church, because I didn't look like everybody else, I didn't talk like everybody else, I didn't dress like everybody else, I still was discriminated. Even though I'm a believer now, I was still discriminated by my own people.
And you know
what the Bible
said
about Jesus? Jesus said that he came into his own, and they received him not.
And they received him not. But see, and what's I'm glad you brought that up, because that's still going on today. It's even worse today. There's so many clickers.
Yeah.
You don't have this status. If you don't know this person, if you're not doing this, if you're not doing this, you don't have I ain't gonna say members, but you don't have a 10,000 member building, because most nobody has that many people anymore. But it's just so much scrutiny going on, and that's what this is about: brotherhood and about unity. We have to do better. Right here, I have to first be the one to do better. I'm taking it up right now. I'm throwing my hand up in there. I will do better now at loving and treating my fellow man, my brother, better than I treat myself. Some people say, how can you do that? Well, Christ did it for me. He can do it for you. First John, you started this, prophet. First John chapter 4, it says, beloved, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Man, we got so much to go, because we got so much animosity, so much hatred. Just because someone other name may have came up, or because somebody got chosen for this, or you were on the flyer, we hate on each other in a minute when we should be working together. Now, I made a challenge starting last week to all other people I'm covenant to, is that I want to encourage us to fix this thing before Jesus come back. The Bible says he's not slack to his promises, that we all could become, that we all could find repentance. It's this. In that, I know I'm saved, but what about my brother? Am I making sure that my brother's saved? Am I looking out for Prophet Dwayne and making sure he's covered? Am I looking out for Pastor Marcus and making sure that he has a brother, Apostle Dwayne up in Madison, that my phone rings and I answer? That's the type of love, because we'll cut the other off if it's not something benefiting us. We have to stop that. I don't answer my phone. See, I got somebody laughing on that one. I don't answer my phone call to receive it back. I answer my phone call to be there. Who laughed on that one? Who did I make laugh on that one? I got to know.
Pastor E, read Romans 5 and 8. Pastor E, read Romans 5 and 8.
Yeah, let me get there. Hold on a second. Romans 5 and 8. Hey, hold on. I don't like that version. Is it, boy, where your Bible at? Right here next to me. I'm on this computer. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Amen. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all be patient with us. We're going to read the scripture because, believe me, nothing took me this long to get up. Like I said, my Bible is right here in front of me, and I know right where the scripture is. Amen. Ooh, Holy Ghost, help us tonight. Help us tonight. We need somewhere, y'all. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not just one, but he died for us.
Yes.
And what a demonstration. I wouldn't be here without that demonstration. Neither would you.
Now, if we could just demonstrate the love of Christ towards our brothers and our sisters, you know, if I could just go a little bit deeper here, towards that drunk man who was on the street, towards that prostitute who was on the street, if we could just demonstrate the love of God, don't you know we can win these people?
My God.
That homosexual, that lesbian, all they're looking for is the right kind of love to be demonstrated to them.
That's it.
Okay, I'm done, man.
We always want to judge somebody. Now, I had to get out of that because God showed me something. You're always judging because you're trying to keep yourself out of trouble. Look in the mirror, examine yourself, judge yourself that you can really love. I learned this really was true, that when I released everybody off the hook, prophet, pastor, apostle, all my fellow ministers out there, it said it wasn't their fault. I had to take full responsibility for my actions. I started to grow then because I now knew how to love people for who they were because they just me. And the people I didn't like is because they reminded me of me. They sounded like me. Oh no, I can't let them know. And it was such a fear that we'll run people off because they can bring something out of you you don't want to be seen. I'm going to let that drop. We have to demonstrate. What is to demonstrate? Demonstrate is to make an evident purpose to show someone by example. To demonstrate means you got to do the work. Come on, anybody else out there getting the conversation? We got a few more minutes. Pastor Marcus, come on back in. I want to introduce, before you hang up, I know Prophet Dwayne is out on the road driving right now. I want to introduce you to a good brother of the covenant, of the brotherhood, Pastor Marcus Richard out of Houston, Texas. He is covenant with us. Everybody on this line, yes, he's family. We'll treat him so, and we know we'll be seeing him back. Anybody else out there like a comment? We got a few more minutes to bring you in before we end this segment. Area code 760, last 49514. You're live on Man Up the Movement. What's up, my brother, my sister? Area code 760.
Pastor E, this is Anthony King. I just want to
What's man of God? I love you too, brother.
I love you. You know I love you. I'm here every time you let me know what's going on. I'm at the airport on my way to California right now.
Okay, so I'm going to see you this weekend.
You'll see me next week.
Next week. All right, cool. That'll work.
See you soon. Love you. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus, we pray for traveling grace. Your ministering angels to be around and about Anthony as he's traveling right now, that he comes home safely, Lord. But for every bit of energy that he has deposited into the people in Indiana, to his family and everything else, Lord, you replenish him right now, that he comes back better than he left, that he's stronger than he was, and that he's more clear in his direction and his purpose. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We love you, bro.
Amen. I thank you for that. I'm leaving out of Chicago. Pray for the city of Chicago because we need the healing.
Yes, we do that. That's one of our covenant cities, but definitely we're going to add that in there too. Bless you, man. Area code 626, last 42926. You're live on Man Up the Movement. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother. What's going on with everybody?
What's up, KO?
Master Curtis.
Minister Curtis in the house.
I've been listening. I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed. Oh, man, that's, tonight's good. Love, man, because a lot of times we don't love. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you don't get love from the church, too. Everybody hanging on everybody. Nobody don't love each other. So, you know, when I was going through my divorce, man, it took a lot out of me, and I had to put love into the situation. But God is always a good God, and he brought me through that. So, you know, this was real good tonight, love.
That's right. We got to keep it going, too. Man Up there's a fire going on, and I see so many brothers coming on board. I'm excited to continue and to go to a next level, man. Bless you, man. We'll have to get you on here as a guest one of these evenings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Amen. Hey, Minister Curtis is also a covenant partner with us, and we do a lot of outreach. Man of God is awesome. Him and his wife, Amanda, and his children, they come to every event and do whatever the Lord says. So God bless you, man of God. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Area code 414. Right. I believe this is Pastor Valores. Good evening, and welcome to Woman Up. No, Man Up. What's that?
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, this is Pastor Valores. Listen, real quick, I want to encourage each and every man that has spoken on this broadcast, each and every man that is listening to this broadcast. I am over here as a woman of God, just smiling and full of joy to hear you men talk about the love that is needed among the men. And I really need y'all just to, if y'all can just keep this conversation going for the next couple months, next couple weeks, so other men can get in to hear it, because it is so needed in today's time. Men loving on men the godly way, the mature way, to love men from the level that they're at into the level of God's love, to love them from their pain to their purpose. I mean, it's so much love that needs to be going on amongst the men. So I just want to just quick stop in and just let y'all know I'm over here listening, praising God with a big smile on my face, saying, yes, God, that is it, because when y'all love on one another, it makes it so easy for us women to do what we need to do in the honor of God, in the honor of our King. So please just keep it going. I just want to encourage y'all, and love you,
love
too, Pastor
you.
E.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. That's encouragement there. We have a lot of work to do, and I'm encouraged that we're here to do it together. The ultimate goal of Man Up is that we come together freely and use this free platform. Yes, we have covenant partners that sold, but we don't charge you to come on and share. We don't charge you to dial the number. A lot of broadcasts is a $50 a month prescription. This is a service offered by our ministry through the love gifts of our covenant partners, that it's a free opportunity for you to be heard, but for you to also listen to the like-minded, because we're really not that far off. We just don't talk enough. We just don't listen enough. Well, somebody always got something to say, instead of just getting a topic out there and listening. I've been blessed tonight. I'm so grateful for each and every participant that has been on board. Pastor Marcus, I hear you back there, man. You started this thing.
God, you know, Pastor E, man, you holding some power. I think we need to continue with this, man, because I remember when I first came to the church, dude, I was so broken because I didn't have a father to show me how to love. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I had a mother, but my mother was not in place to show me that love. But when I met Christ,
woo!
He showed that love. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, man, church is one of the most treacherous places you can almost walk into. But when you meet Christ and not meet church, oh, man, the Jesus in me, guess what? It that makes the Jesus in you, it makes it easy to love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And I remember when I heard that song, man, the Jesus in me makes the Jesus in you, it makes it easy to love. Even something we all got sin. That's why the Bible says, he without sin cast the first stone. We all got sin. We all got struggles. We all got issues. But when we begin to confront the issues, the sins, man, listen, Doc, love will cover it. You know what I mean?
Love.
And
yes.
Man, oh my God, love is a powerful tool to success. And
we need to use it.
Yes.
Well, we're starting it. Yes. We're starting it here. We're starting it here, and we will commit. Now, we split episodes here on Tuesday. I hear the Lord saying something in the atmosphere about he going to shake something in me tonight, but not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, we're going to do part two of Where Is the Love. Tonight, we talked about one love. We gave a little description, and we gave a bunch of scriptures. I'm going to also pass those out to anybody that wants those. But we're going to come back in 2 weeks with Where Is the Love. We know who the love is. Now we need to find where is the love and where is it in you. Read chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. If you have any question about love, I believe if you read it for familiarity, if you read it for understanding, if you read it for revelation, and then you read it for application, you'll see what true love is for you. For John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." And I want to say that right there. It wasn't just the Jews. It wasn't just the blacks, the whites, the yellow. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that all you had to do was believe. You will not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's where we are right now. We can have this thing on earth that we can be prepared for heaven. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Why not be ready for what's already been prepared? Go ahead and pray us out of here, Pastor. God bless you, family. Thank you for our sponsors tonight, Tony Renama Law Firm, TonyRenama.com, Ease Tees for You. You think it, we print it. Ease Tees for You now.com, 562-413-3710. Or you can sow into this ministry at Provoke2000Now.com. Provoke2000Now.com. Look for our covenant page and let the Lord lead you and let him bless you. Pastor, pray us out of here.
Father God, we thank you right now for your love, God, that you express through this communication right now, God. You are prophesying today love, God. God, for those that are on this line that's broken, God, the struggling, God, trying to find love, God, all in the wrong places. Father God, I pray, God, I pray the spirit of love over each and every one of our lives this morning, God, whether it be struggling in marriage, hallelujah, whether it be struggling in relationship, whether they be struggling with their children, learning how to love. Father God, we thank you for the prophetic love this morning, God. Oh, God, we can have any gift, God, in operation today, God, but, God, you are expressing the gift of love, God.
Love.
And we
yes.
thank you for that gift, God. And we receive the gift of love, God. And God, Father God, open our understanding about the spirit of love, God. Oh, God, let it go through the land, God. Oh, God, let it go through the communities, oh, God. Let it flow, God, through the earth realm, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you. We honor the spirit of love tonight, God. And Father God, we honor you through right now because you are our Father, God. This which
yes.
are in heaven, who show love to us, God. And Father God, from this day, we begin to show love to our brothers and our sisters, God. Those that have misused us, those that lied on us, God. God, we're going to show love to them, God. We're going to show love to their boss, God, that misunderstands us, God. Father God, their boss that do not show love to us, God. We're going to show love, God. God, we're going to show love to the ones, God, those that part of rape has been dealing with rape, God, showing love to them. Those that have been, Father God, been abused, God, today. God, we're going to show love to the abuser. We're going to show love to the drunk. We're going to show love, God, to the brokenhearted, God. We're going to show love, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Come on, bless the Lord.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Sisters, do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them sing again. What? Boom. Me easy. in and saying,
bottom out.